Let's say we go. There it is. All right, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. The only one that's, I'm going to do the roll call real quick. I had talked to Sammy. He said he was coming. I don't see him. All right, so I'm here. John Quark.
If he comes, sure. If he comes, Rick, I'll let him into the meeting.
All right, thanks, Mark. All right, Sammy, we don't know. Earl Robinson.
Here.
Tony Staffieri.
Here.
And Jeffrey Bell.
Here.
All right, so we have five. And if Sammy comes, then it depends on when he shows up.
John Quark?
I said John. He was first.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Well, I said here for myself because I knew I was. But Jeffrey, if Sammy's not going to show up, you're in as a regular voting member for this. If he doesn't if he shows up before they present, then he can vote. If not, then you're going to be the voter.
Okay.
Okay. The next thing, it says election of a chairman. I'm hoping somebody volunteers.
Rick, I nominate you for chairman.
I second the nomination.
All right. We have one nomination. Any other nominations? I suck. All right. Then I guess we'll take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Hey, Rick, you're doing an excellent job, so I don't think any one of us wants that position.
Yeah. You don't want to change that.
I understand that nobody else wants it. All right. All right, so now let's go on to the applicant.
Mr. Chair, yes. The record should reflect that 6:36 and Mr. Pilastro has entered the meeting.
Oh, there he is.
As usual.
Thanks, Mark. All right. So, Sammy? Sammy, you're on mute. Since you're not here before the applicant presented, you'll be a regular voting member. Jeffrey, you're an alternate if, unless somebody has to back out.
Okay.
All right. So we'll go back to number five. Applicant Alicia Feller, 11 Kendall Lane, Derby, Connecticut. Location of affected premises are the same. Appealing the Derby zoning regulations 195-11-70 to reduce bulk side yard setback requirement from 16 feet. Oh, you know what? I have a quick question before we get this application. This is a special meeting. Do we need a public portion before we do the application? And this is to Mark or Karen, because it's not on the agenda, but I can't change the agenda.
We've had, sometimes we put it in there, but generally the comment is that it's got to be something on the agenda.
Correct.
So I think that by having the public portion down below the application.
All right. We'll leave it open for anybody then. All right. Requirement from 16 feet to 4 feet for the purpose of building a two-car garage. So everybody has the application that Karen sent along. So you see with the little plan of the yard. And they also sent out all of the required mailings. That was an attachment to what Karen had sent us to. So we know that's done. So, Miss Feller, if you want to present your application and just give a little more information than what's written here, we'll go from there.
Sure. So when I moved into the house is built to one side of the property.
If I can stop you for a minute and have you formally introduce yourself, name and address.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Karen.
Sure. So, hi, I'm Alicia Feller. Address is 11 Kendall Lane, Derby, Connecticut, 06418. Okay. So when I moved into the house, I've been here for 17 years almost. The house was built to one side of the property line, closer to the property line. So I would like to build a two-car garage, and I'm seeking a variance to build 6 feet versus 16 feet. Closer to the property line so that I can accommodate a two-car garage. I can't do it on the other side.
Okay. And it, for the difficulty here, yeah, that's basically what it says here. And then they're not equal. How much different is it from one side to the other, to the property line? Because it, the way this, that, that lot's like a, not a rectangle. Right. You know,
it's an odd shape, right? So it was a lot more
closer from here to here than it is from obviously the front all the way to that corner. But I don't know how much closer it is than the other side because it doesn't look that far off. It's, I mean, it looks a little bit off, but that little corner in the back to where it goes, where that little 87.8 feet, it's not that much difference. I can't measure it. It's about an inch on here. But anyways, do you have an idea how far off of center it is? Because from the road, it looks like there's about the same distance on both sides. So
there's probably another 12, 15 feet.
Right. Another 12 to 15 feet.
Yeah, to that, I think where that corner thing is up in the front. But in the back, it doesn't look like there's. Yeah, maybe it is because of the angle. All right, good. All right. Does anybody have any questions for the applicant besides Jeffrey? Here's the alternate.
I have a question, Rick.
Yes.
Or maybe the applicant. If you put that garage forwards, or I should say, you know how it jogs out? But if you kind of square it with the house, it's not going to be square, but you know what I'm saying. Does that make a difference? You follow what I'm saying? In other words, where you see, okay, from the drawing, you see it's 32 by 24, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if you move that whole building towards the house, there's like a difference of maybe what, approximately 6 feet from the corner of the house to the garage?
Or right. Both?
Okay, now if you move that over, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Move it up.
The back stays pretty much the same, it looks like.
But you probably would you probably get maybe more than 6 feet on the side?
Well, I see what you're saying.
You follow what I'm saying now?
Right.
Just curious. I don't know, maybe you're a developer or you...
Six.
Right, I think if we did that, then it'd be more like 8 feet probably than six.
Right.
All right. And
now I'm just curious, was there an issue for that? Maybe your developer or your contractor noticed other problems of that? Or is there a reason why you did it that way, the way you originally proposed?
The street of the house.
Yeah, it's just aesthetically, it would be better in that way. Yeah, recessed.
Okay. All right.
And there's more room to park the car from the road.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, it'd be more for the park the car from the road. It just adds a couple more feet, so the car's not that close to the road.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
All right, before we move on, could you just state your name, too, please?
So my name is Peter Viltrakis.
Okay. Well, thank you for the explanation.
Yeah.
All right. I have a couple things. Anybody else have anything?
Not right now.
Sammy, you're still on mute. You realize that.
I do. No. Yeah.
Okay. Because you're unusually quiet.
I'm looking at something, trying to put my thoughts together first before I speak. But go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just... Just for the applicant, our scope that we can use for variances is really limited. And there's only four instances we can grant them. And the first one is usually the one that stops. That's where we end up stopping. That if you comply with the provisions of the regulations, you would not be able to make any reasonable use of the property. The fact that there's a house on there and it's been there for... who knows, 50, 60, 70 years?
Yeah, 1968.
Okay. 64. Yeah, so at least 50, 54. that would be enough to constitute reasonable use of the property. If there was a problem where you couldn't put the garage or any other addition because there was ledge or the topography of the land was so that you couldn't put something there, that would be something that was peculiar. That's number two. The difficulties or hardship are peculiar to the property in question, in contrast with those of other properties in the same district. That area, about half the houses have garages, half don't. A lot of them have them under because the way the road drops down. Mm-hmm. There are a few on the end, and I looked today. I couldn't believe how long some of those houses are. They got to be like 75 feet from the end of the garage to the end of the living area. And it's just one level. So that would be another reason we could grant it. The other one is the hardship was not the result of the applicant's own action. Let me get to the last one. And it's not merely financial or pecuniary, which if you could put it someplace else, but it was going to cost a lot more money, that wouldn't constitute hardship for us.
Sure.
The other question is, if you could put a garage there that wasn't as big, that would be in compliance with the zoning variance. So if you could build something and be in compliance, then we can't grant a variance. So that I just want to let you know how limited we are. Because it's a reasonable request to want to have a garage, but unfortunately, we can't use that as a justification for a hardship. And when it says reasonable use of the property, that would be like if you bought a lot and there was no house there and you had so much ledge that you had to be closer to the road than what we normally allow, then we would have to grant you a variance. Otherwise, it would just be a useless piece of land.
Right.
So it makes it tough on these. I just wanted to give you some background. I don't know if they tell you that when you go into City Hall anymore or not, but I know Dave Kopchansky used to do it years ago, and he would go through and say it's really difficult to get because we're limited by state law what we can do.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know in case you had never heard that or ever seen that before.
Yeah, I had not. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So that one of the things that I wanted to ask is, could you put a smaller structure there, not necessarily a two-car garage, and be in compliance? Could you be 16 feet from the neighbor's yard?
For every single car garage, it's between 12 and 16 feet.
Okay. Is this 22 or 32? I can't tell on this little paper.
For a two car, it's between 20 and 24.
So it looks like 22.
And this is 22 wide. So it falls right in the middle of the requirements of between 20 and 24 is ideal for a two car. And 12 to 16 is for a single car. So certainly you can build without coming to us with a variance, build a one car and still be in compliance with the setback regulations.
Right.
I mean, it's not necessarily exactly what you want, but it is something that could be done. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I wanted to ask and basically let you know what we can do and what we can't do.
Mm-hmm. And Edwin in number 15 with the neighbor 17 being my now wife who owns 17, his garage is definitely within there, but there's I know if you go up and down that road there are existing non-conforming, right. So there are people who have this because it was an existing non-conforming, but 17 okay. doesn't have a garage, but 15 yep. 17 no way he has 15 feet setback requirements. So I don't appreciate his letter that he wrote. And that has, I want you to know that letter has no bearing on the decision either for or against your application today.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So, the fact that he says he wouldn't want, he brought up 17 Kindle, which I take personally. we don't have 15 feet setback from the property line from him. So I don't know where or why he would even write that letter stating that or bringing us into it.
Right.
So.
Well, I also saw that he thinks, I guess, we're going to have parties in the garage, but we just want to park our cars and have storage.
Right. No, I, I,
getting old. I'm sick of doing wiping the car off in the winter.
I hear you.
When you're young, you don't care anymore. You're getting a little older. I'm like, I really don't want to do that anymore.
No, I understand. Certainly one car would fit. Yeah, those are the setbacks, 20 to 24. I'm sure you already have drawings for this, right? You have a architect or an engineer or whatever you drawing up the specs. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to formulate my stuff. Richard already brought up the four points of what makes constitutes a hardship or what doesn't actually.
My back got muted, Sam.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Sorry about that. So, Rich, you already hit the points that I was trying to
articulate. I would think everybody would like it because, I mean, it'll increase all everybody's values, too. I mean,
no doubt about it.
You know, it'll build something nice. I mean,
yeah. Yep. I don't disagree. But as Rich pointed out with the state and what we're held to. Can now use this against us going forward with any other variances that come forward.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be precedent setting. So we have to be careful as a liability on behalf of.
Sammy, you keep cutting out.
No, sorry. Yep. And that would be precedent setting. And then that we would be held liable on behalf of the city for that. Right. Am I wrong in saying that?
It's not necessarily precedent setting, but within 15 days of the decision, anybody in the city can appeal it. And then we'd have to go to court and have to justify why we either granted or didn't grant a variance. And we have to be able to say it fits in one of those four categories. That's all.
And certainly with your neighbor contesting this, I see that's where it's going to, that's where we're at.
No, I agree. I think that's where it would go also.
Like Sammy says, that doesn't have a bearing on our decision. We just are limited by our.
Right. We're limited. I'm telling you now, that doesn't have a bearing on me. That letter, actually, I don't know why he wrote what he wrote and putting the neighbors on the other side of him when he is existing non-conforming himself.
Right.
So I don't know why he would expose that, but he did.
Yeah.
But that was probably before the zoning.
Right.
All right.
He moved in what, a couple of years ago?
Last year?
Mm-hmm. We've been here 17.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? John, you're on mute, but I can't see your mouse enough. You're talking. Tony, you have anything?
No, I don't. Just that we're in a predicament. We are in a predicament.
Everyone is.
Yeah, it's tough. It spelled out what we can do and what we can't do, and it's a headache, unfortunately.
That's why you get the big bucks, Tony.
Yeah, I'm retired. Yeah.
All right. John, you all set?
Yeah, I'm thinking, so the hardship is because of the lot, the way the lot is?
The house is on the lot. It's not as, it could be further to the left and still be in compliance with that side of the yard and give her more room to put the garage on the right side if you're facing the house from the street. But since it was built and put right a little closer to the, I don't know what direction it is, but the right side, if you're facing the house, that's the reason that she's requesting the variance for the side yard setback.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not in the middle of the lot.
Yeah, and looking at the picture, it's tough to get it in the middle. It looks like it's kind of in the middle in the front.
Mm-hmm.
The way that thing tapers down. Yeah, it'd be hard pressed to find the middle. Yeah, or even if it was, the house was turned a little bit more, so it was further from the street on the one side, that would give you at least 6 more feet. I mean, then it would be, closer.
Right.
All right. All right. Everybody's done with that. Then we'll go on to the public portion for the application. Now, I only see 9 squares, so there's nobody from the public here, but Karen has a letter that we need to get on the record from the neighbor that we were referencing.
Yes. It says, to whom it may concern, my name is Edwin Diaz, and I am the owner of 15 Kendall Lane, Derby, Connecticut, 06418. In recent days, I have received a legal notice from my neighbor at 11 Kendall Lane, Alicia Feller, stating that she is seeking a variance to build a 2-bay garage. I am writing today because I cannot make the scheduled appeal board meeting and want my stance on this issue to be precise. I am against the request because it will be built on the side where my sleeping quarters rest. The unforeseeable consequence of having a garage so close to my sleeping quarters is daunting. While my neighbor Alicia Feller seems very nice, many things can happen that could interrupt the peace I feel living in Derby if she were allowed to build this bulk structure so close. My kids and I currently utilize our garage for more than just storage and parking, and I am sure my neighbor at the other end, 17 Kendall Lane, appreciates the 16-foot distance garage ordinance. Please consider my desire for tranquility when making this difficult decision. Thank you. Sincerely, Edwin Diaz.
Okay, thanks, Karen. And there's nobody else. Anybody else from the public? Seeing none, we'll take a motion to close the public portion.
So motion.
Second.
Second was Sammy?
Yes.
All right, because you disappeared.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Now we have action on the application. Any more discussion people want to make, or does anybody have a motion?
Let me just get it in front of me. Sorry. Want me to make it?
Oh, that's fine. I'd rather not. And you can make it either way you want, or again.
Well, I don't know. How do you want to start it? You want to start with the fours and see what we got? You want to start with the against and see what we have?
Do whatever you want. If you want to make the motion, if you're not, I'll make the motion.
I'll make the motion to deny the application. Let's see how that goes. I'm trying to pull up the form here to give it the right one. Do you have it in front of you? Might be easier if you did it.
The actual,
yeah.
What the application is for?
Motion to deny the application of 11 Kendall Lane, Derby, Connecticut, located on the affected property premise. Derby zoning regulations 195-11-70. To reduce the bulk size yard setback requirement from 16 to 4 feet for the purpose of the 2-car garage.
Okay. And
there was a motion to deny, and then we can have a second and we can see if that passes and then we can go for a 4. How's that?
All right. Can,
do we have a second?
I'll second. Any discussion on the motion?
Now we have a discussion. Is there a discussion?
Just if you could on the motion state why you want to deny. I was thinking because if I would go, or if you would take a friendly amendment, that if they complied with the provisions of the regulation, they would not be able to make any reasonable use of the property, and that doesn't apply here.
Okay, that. You have that. Okay. Do you want to do the motion, and I'll second it?
Nope, that's fine. We'll add that to the motion. If you're fine with that, we'll take if you want to remake the motion with that added, and then we can look for a second. Just say yes or no.
Yeah, go ahead.
What was it again? Because I don't have it in front of me yet. Sorry.
Just that, for one of the reasons for variances, if they complied with the provisions of the regulations, they wouldn't be able to make any reasonable use of the property. So you're saying that they can make reasonable use and we can't, in fact, grant a variance because of that.
Right. We can't grant it because they can comply.
Correct.
With the said variance. Yep. Okay.
All right. Karen, do you have all that?
Yes, I think so.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So now we'll take a vote. All those in favor of denying.
Well, is there a discussion?
Well, I asked if there was. I didn't hear anything. Now, is there a discussion on this one? No. All right. So now we'll take a vote. In favor of denying the application. All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Sammy, did you vote?
I voted with the deny. I made the motion.
Okay. All right. So unfortunately, your application did not pass. It was 3-2-4-3 against. And you need 4 out of 5.
Okay.
So you can modify the application and resubmit, or if you can build something in compliance, you never have to see us again.
Okay.
All right. So luckily, I mean, obviously, it doesn't really matter. It's either 16 feet or nothing, correct?
Not necessarily. No. It's just in this one, reducing it from 16 to 4 when you could possibly do something else that would not require a variance. We don't know that for sure because we're not engineers. We can't grant it for the 12-foot variance, that's all.
Got it. Okay.
Just specifically for this instance, it could be something different the next time, and it could pass. We don't know until we look at it. All right. Okay. Now I just need number 8.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All right, take it from John. Second.
Second.
Tony, a favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very much for coming.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Sorry.
That's okay. I get it.
Yes.
All right. Take care.
Our hands were tied.
I know. No, 7:02,
Mark. Meeting's up.
Yeah.
Hey, Sammy.
It's 7:02 p.m.
Correct. Thank you.
Hey, Sammy.
Yes. You're going to be gone.
I got a question.
Uh-huh.
Did you dye in between the middle? Everything was nice and white from here, and then you got
No, that wasn't done on purpose. No.
It looks good from here. You know what I mean? I said, oh God, look at this guy.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm trying to make up for what I'm missing up here. So.
He's letting it grow so he'll just flip it up.
Yeah.
I also was going to ask Rich, is there a prerequisite that we have to have all the beer? It looks like John and I.
We're
that baby.
And Jeremy, he's the only one who's not having it yet. All right, gentlemen, have a good night.
Guys, have a great evening. Take care.
Bye-bye.